Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is One Extraordinary Marriage Show, where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DiLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's episode, we're talking about having a plan for your summer vacation and your sexual intimacy.
There's an anonymous quote that talks about summer that says, every summer has a story. And I like that. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. But I'd even go so far as to add, if I could embellish on somebody else's quote, what will ours be? Hmm. And really thinking about, you know, as we jump into summer, you know, what does that look like for us when it comes to summer vacations, our sexual, what's our story going to be? Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, summer has kind of already started for a lot of us, and Tony and I have some stories, which is what's going to be wrapped around this episode. But first and foremost, we start every episode with a hug, and it's really our opportunity to celebrate the wins that you're having, to share your stories, because your story mm-hmm. becomes somebody else's hope. And this hug comes from an email that we received that started off with, "We did it." Now,
love it.
For those of you that don't know
what a we did it is, whenever you complete a sex challenge, doesn't matter if it's 7, 14, 21, 30, 60, 120, whatever your sex challenge is, share it with us. Send it to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com because we love to hear about those.
Absolutely. So it goes on to say, my husband and I recently completed a 7-day sex challenge. We found ourselves having sex less than we'd preferred. My husband suggested that we do the 7-day sex challenge, and I thought it was a great idea. It wasn't necessarily about romance or spontaneity. It was about a reset to get back to a place where we both wanted to be, taking action towards the sex life we ultimately want. Mm. Thank you for all you do, creating content in a community that celebrates marriage how God designed. We love you guys.
Yeah, that's awesome. And if you haven't picked up one of our best-selling books called The 7 Days of Sex Challenge, How to Rock Your Sex Life and Your Marriage, you can do that. You can get it for free. Just pay for shipping and handling, and you can do that at 7daysofsex.com. I'll put the link here in the episode notes. It's just a simple way, and it's a guide. It helps you out. Elisa and I have done 15 challenges, I think, at this point in time, and we still need to do one this year. We've attempted 2 this year already, and both of those did not go the way we had planned. But we still have 6 months left, so we got plenty of time to get a challenge in.
Plenty of time. So, you know, we started off talking about this episode. You know, Tony mentioned that we're talking about summer vacation and sexual intimacy, and talking about the fact that every summer has a story. And, you know, in the month of June, Tony and I traveled for almost 2 weeks straight. Mm-hmm. And to be truthful, in the entirety of our marriage, so 26 going on 27 years, we've never traveled for a concentrated period of time like that. We've never had a trip quite like this.
Correct.
We hit 4 different states. We had 6 different flights. 4 time zones, 3 rental cars. We stayed with family, friends, and by ourselves. In all of that time, we were on all different kinds of schedules, most of which were not our own. We were eating different food that we don't normally eat. We were working some days. Some days were relaxing. We had to deal with heat and air conditioning and rain the likes, which my husband has never seen. Thank you for an Atlanta.
Georgia came to town, man. I remember one night I was up anyways with the rainstorm, the lightning, the thunder. I mean, the lightning was lighting up my room.
Well, we were sleeping together. It just didn't disturb me.
it didn't disturb you one bit. And then when we were traveling back from Alabama, Birmingham to Atlanta to fly to North Carolina, we hit a massive storm right around the airport. And I mean, I drive in California, and driving in Atlanta with downpours, driving in Atlanta, period, for those of you who live in that area,
wow.
My goodness, I give you guys a lot of credit because the roads there are not that great, in my opinion. But add rain on top of it, like torrential downpour, made it a bit stressful for me.
Absolutely. You know, we took a red eye. We were touring colleges with our daughter. Like, If you name it, we probably did. And then we came home for 2 days and then we left for Colorado Springs for a business trip, right? So, you know, pack, unpack, different suitcases, all of this kind of stuff. And also in the middle of this, so 2 weeks, you've also got, you know, time by ourselves, you know, like, hey, how's this going to go down? And I also get my period. So that's kind of a really fun thing just to add into the mix with everything else. And, you know, here we are having these summer vacations and, you know, things don't necessarily just go as planned. Right. And, you know, it's so important. There's so much intentionality, I think, given to kind of that school year time frame. Right. So that September to May, we kind of know what that's going to look like. But then, you know, June, July, August come into the plan. And sometimes structure plans, that kind of thing can go out the window just because there's a lot more variables. But if you don't have a plan for your summer vacations and your sexual intimacy, I'm telling you, all kinds of havoc and chaos and disconnect and all of those types of things can happen, especially if there are unmet or unvoiced expectations that haven't been dealt with or discussed. You know, we know a lot of you travel and you're traveling with kids and maybe you're
traveling. We've seen a lot of you guys travel anyways. I mean, just in the one family Facebook group, you know, asking for just, hey, post a picture, like share summer fun, you know, picture. And I mean, you guys are out, you're doing stuff. So I think what we're sharing here is what many of you have experienced or will be experiencing this year, if not in years to come.
Right, because you're navigating, you know, how we're leaving the kids home or if we're taking the kids with us. I literally, just before we popped on to record this episode, saw that there's a couple taking an anniversary cruise in Barcelona. And what caught my attention was there was a picture of the nightstand and he was talking about the fact that this year, this trip, vacation, they're being much more intentional about where they leave their, what's the bag?
Sex toy? The bedroom adventure bundle?
Yes.
Okay.
Bag on the side so that it's easy to get to and it's not forgotten and all the things. So I actually saw the picture of the gray bag and I was like, I know that bag.
Got it.
I know that bag. But, you know, these are the kinds of things that are happening. And, you know, getting into this place of, and understanding it is saying, hey, how do we set ourselves up for success? How do we have a good vacation? How do we set the expectations around our sexual intimacy so we're not getting back on the plane, the train, the car, the bus, wherever, at the end of the trip going, that wasn't exactly what I was thinking was going to happen. That wasn't what I thought. I mean, literally the first three nights that were, I think it was two nights that we're traveling. We're actually sharing a room with our 17-year-old daughter. So that's a whole, you know, in a hotel in Georgia, everybody's jet lag, sleep, like all this kind of stuff. And, you know, she's wonderful, but we're not used to sharing a room with anybody else. So you have that whole dynamic. And then you've got like another 3 days with Tony's extended family. So we're in a house, you know, with his mom and his cousin and her husband. So, okay, that's all going on.
So just put those days together and it's like pent up energy at that point in time, like trying to figure out it. And also in all of this, we had a wedding to attend.
Family wedding.
We spoke in Birmingham, Alabama.
Well, that was after all the family time.
That was after the family time. I understand. But we were still speaking in Birmingham, at Carrywell, they put on...
Shout out to all our new Carrywell fans,
yes,
friends.
They put on an amazing event out there. We then went up to North Carolina to hang out with friends, but we also did some podcast interviews and we did a Six Pillars of Intimacy workshop up there. So we had time together, but at the same time, there's just a lot happening and driving and everything. And so, especially that time with the family, like... daughter in the hotel room and then in my cousin's house with her and her husband and my mom was there as well. Like nothing's going on.
Nothing's happening.
Like literally, I mean, you just like there's no
like we
time.
Just knew.
There's just no time by yourself anywhere that we could find anyways.
Just the way the structure of the days were. I know some of you are very creative and none of that would have stopped you. And you know, the reality is the 17 can go in and out of the room by herself. So it wasn't like we're just like, hey, be down by the pool. Like she could have come back.
Yeah.
It's a thing, right? All of that type of stuff. But it's looking at this and, you know, getting into this place where discussing sexual intimacy is actually part of the summer vacation planning. Right? It's not just, hey, where are we going? How much money are we going to spend? What do you want to see when we get there? But what's our plan for our sexual intimacy? And I will tell you, because I've coached a lot of couples around vacation, if you've never talked about it, there's a good chance there's been some frustrating vacations. How do I know? Because we lived it.
Mm-hmm.
We lived it for years, right? It wasn't until we started going, hey, we actually have to have a plan for this. Because it's, you know, it's answering the questions that, like, are we having sex every day? Is it just a couple of times? How do we feel about hotel sex? Like, we had some friends go to a marriage getaway, and they were talking about one bed versus two beds. And as much as I love a king size bed, I'm not opposed if we get into a room with two queen size beds, because I'm like, well, that actually works out fabulously. I've got a bed that we can have sex in, and then you've got the bed that you sleep in. I'm not opposed.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, what? And I said, you know, when you do it, Tony and I do, it's just, you can see the advantages of having two beds.
Done it many a times over the years.
You know, do you, when it comes to vacation, is sex easier or more enjoyable when the weather is warmer? I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan of warmer weather. Cold weather, it's why we don't go Tony and I do not vacation in the snow. Not a thing. You know, is it, how do you structure, you know, having your kids with the family or not having the distractions? You know, what's going to be the whole coordination of schedules? Like Tony was just talking about, you know, like family, you know, our daughter in the room, family wedding, then spend it, like, literally, you guys, we were in the room right across from his mom, right? Nothing's happening. Nothing, and she's around all the time. Nothing's happening. It's not going to happen. You know, do you need to plan your days?
And I think, let me just say this too. And I want to, Elise and I talk about this stuff. So we're talking about summer vacation and sexual intimacy. And I think there needs to be a slash here, emotional intimacy.
100%.
What's the conversation? Have you had those times to just sort of share where you're at and what you both would prefer to do mm-hmm. around your sexual intimacy? For Elisa and I, at this point in our lives, now, this may have been different 10 years ago, and yet right now, at this point in our lives, to try to have quiet sex across from the room where my mom is sleeping, that brings me nor Elisa any joy. There's like none. Like, it's a release, and that's great. And just where we are in our sexual intimacy at this stage in our lives, we want freedom to be able to vocalize. We want freedom to have time to just like enjoy one another. It doesn't need to just happen. And so for us, the conversation is like, we're going to have this time with family. So we'll make sure prior to leaving, we're going to have sex. We know we're going to have this time with daughter in the bed, in the hotel room, time with the family. But then we're going to have our own hotel room mm-hmm. in Birmingham. And it's just you and me. And so we're going to just have fun there. And it's okay, because we're going to, it's almost like many of the episodes that we've talked about, like creating that desire for one another. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, like, cool. So at this stage of our lives, that's where we are. For you, it may be different. Believe me, 10 years ago, there are many a times when we were having sex across the hallway from my mom and dad and doing stuff.
Well, and even on vacation with the kids around, and we're like, we're going to go take a shower, or yes. You know what? We'll catch up with you guys. You guys go head to the park
that's
first.
Right,
and
that's
then
right.
Like I have a very distinct
yes,
send,
that's right.
You know, the grandparents and the kids to the park.
Yes.
Because we're like, we'll clean up here. You guys go to the park.
Yes.
Code word. We're going to stay and have sex while you all are out of the house.
Yes.
Right. But it's figuring that out. How's jet lag going to impact you? What are your days looking like? Like, are you scheduling so much into your day that you're going to be exhausted? And I know, because I've sat across from enough couples in coaching, I know that some of you automatically think that, hey, we're going to be on vacation and it's just going to spontaneously happen while you're traveling. And while that's true for some of you, for a lot of you, it's going to take a lot more intentionality than that. And see, we want you to have an amazing summer vacation. We don't want the aspect of your sexual and emotional intimacy to become like this tension point, this like the deciding factor on whether or not the vacation was good. And so we want to talk about how to do that for the two of you after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS1i is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counterful of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at OneSkin.co. That's 15% off OneSkin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
We're back and we're talking about summer vacation and sex. And, you know, I know just from even some of the conversations we had while we were traveling that sometimes it's easier for y'all just to play an episode for your spouse or for a spouse, forward an episode to your spouse and say, hey, can you listen to this first? And then can we have a conversation about it? Mm-hmm. And it's very likely that this is going to be one of those episodes where you're like, I don't know how to bring up the whole, like, what are we, like, we haven't gone on vacation yet, but it's coming. I don't know how to bring it up. Send the episode or sit down and talk about it together. Because Tony and I are happy to be the initial part of the conversation so that you two can actually deepen your emotional intimacy around topics like this and go deeper. Mm-hmm. To get into it and say, hey, what are the nuances for our marriage? How do we take a concept like this of being intentional about our sexual intimacy on vacation? And like we heard what Tony and Elisa did, but how do we do it for us, for the dynamics of our family vacation or our couple's vacation, or whatever that is? How are we having these conversations?
And I just want to share, we have this great marriage guide called Our Vacation Planner.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which allows the two of you to talk about five of the six pillars. And prior to going on your trip, go and look at this and go, what do we want to do? What's your...
I thought all six were on there.
No, I think it's one... two, three. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, I thought I got all six on that planet. Yep. Like you're saying that. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I didn't create.
All right. There it is. So they have all six. All six are there.
Nothing gets left out.
So anyways, the purpose of this marriage guide, Our Vacation Planner, is for you two to have a quick conversation. This isn't like, it's a quick one-sheeter, but it's enough that you guys get on the same page for the trip. And it may be for a weekend trip. It could be for a week-long trip. It could be for a two-week-long trip. You may have two of them, just print out two of them because of you're going one place 1 week and then you're back and then you're going somewhere else. And so, but what it does is it gets you guys on the same page. It gives you a snapshot of what you want to be doing around your pillars of intimacy throughout that time. Mm-hmm. Because as we know, as we've heard from many in the one family, there are different expectations of what we're doing on vacation than when we're at home. And if we're living on a script of what we did at do at home, mm-hmm, instead of the vacation script, we can come up short in many ways and come back going like, why did we just go on this vacation? You can listen back on numerous episodes that have probably vacation in the title where you will hear that from me or Lisa.
Isn't it nice that we're actually doing a vacation episode that wasn't a complete disaster?
This trip, for as many travel points that we had and changes that we had and things that we were doing, it was by far one of the best trips we have had together.
I don't think we actually ever even like kind of bickered.
Well, I don't remember us.
Like nothing is substantial.
No. I mean, nothing that I can remember to share here.
Nothing that actually is podcast worthy. That's so funny.
So anyways, you can get the vacation planner, oneextraordinarymarriage.com/vacationplanner. I say it too fast right now. I'm trying to just slow down.
Can I actually share a one family coaching success story around the vacation planner? So a couple I'm working with, they were getting ready to go on a marriage getaway. They fortunately told me about it beforehand. I'm like, hey, get the vacation planner. Like I actually afforded it to them. I'm like, do this before you leave. I don't care if you're in the airport. I don't care. Like before you land where you're going, have a plan. And so I saw them a couple weeks after their marriage getaway. And I was like, so how was the trip? Right. I mean, I know you went on a trip. How'd it go? They described it as the best 72-hour date they've ever had.
Wow.
And I was like,
that's impressive.
Rock stars. And there were a lot of different things going on. There, okay, you know, people and food and places and time and all of this kind of stuff. And they said it was the best 70 because they were intentional and they had conversations before they got there. Key point. emotional and sexual intimacy. Mm-hmm. You know, but you have to have a conversation about the trip itself. Like, who's going to be around? Are you taking your kids? Do you have your parents with you? You know, what is your schedule going to look like? We've had the vacations where we've been going all day long and like you drop into bed tired. The last thing you want to think about is having sex. We've also had the vacations. I mean, even part of this trip, friends of ours have a lake house there in North Carolina. And so we had a few days at the lake house by ourselves. It was pure bliss doing a whole lot of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Just like get up, chill out. Spend all day chilling out, lay out, be on the boat, go to bed. I'm like, oh, yeah. This is beautiful. But you got to know, right? How busy are we going to be? You have to ask yourself too and ask one another, why is being sexually intimate when we're on vacation so important? Which I know sounds like a really deep question because you're like, I just want to go on vacation. But here's the thing. If there are expectations behind it, why is it important to you that we're sexually intimate while we're on vacation?
Because I want to have sex in all 50 states.
That is Tony's new like bucket list goal. He came up to it because we were talking about states while we were traveling. Turns out I only have 11 states left to visit, not have sex in. But now we've got a new challenge. So apparently I've got to go back and visit a whole bunch of states.
But that's a true statement. It's like it is understanding why is it important. And I think for myself personally, I think it's a new environment.
Mm-hmm.
It changes things up. It draws us closer together in times of there is, I feel like when we're traveling, there's just a little more stress, especially with flights and travel and picking up cars and delays and this and family members and trying to get here and there. And so I feel like for myself, it is a grounding point of being able to just connect with you, shut out the rest of the world, shut out everything else that's going on. And it's just me and you.
Mm-hmm. But if you don't ask that question, and just as a side note, I would love for y'all to tuck into your marriage toolbox the beginning of that question, you know, the part of that question that says, why is X meaningful to you? Mm-hmm. You can ask that to your spouse about anything going on in your marriage, in their lives or whatever. And it opens the door to deeper emotional intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
So just bonus mm-hmm. for today. When it comes to your sexual intimacy on the summer vacation, what is realistic with the trip that you're taking? Like, is sex every day realistic? A couple of times during the trip, something else entirely. But let's have a conversation about what's going to be realistic based on who's going to be around and what your schedules look like. Because one of you might be thinking, hey, I want to have sex every day, but your schedule looks like, you know, we're going from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. And you're like, okay, I hear what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But that's like 15 hours a day of just being on the go. I'm going to be tired. So what is more realistic for our trip? It provides an opportunity for those expectations to be reasonable and realistic so you can actually go and meet them because you both know what they are.
One of mine, and I think Elise and I have spoken this, is when we start the trip, when we first get into the room or something, like, I want to have sex then. Like, let's, like, I get we're tired and we can take a shower and we can, like, rest, but I like to have sex, like, right when we get there, because I feel like for myself, then it's like, okay, cool. And as the week progresses, we'll then put in other points depending on how long we're there, what's going on, that sort of thing. But it just for myself, and that's why this trip was a little tough. We ended up having sex prior to leaving, so it was here, but then it was 5 days
with everybody else.
Yeah, five. Yeah. It was 5 nights between being in a hotel, being at my cousin's place, before we had our time together. But lo and behold, when we got to Birmingham, it was like, let's take a shower, let's relax. We're not going anywhere until we have sex in this hotel. Once we do that, then we can go walk around, then we can go enjoy ourselves. And that's what happened.
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's the first time you've actually verbalized, like, I know that about you, but it's the first time you verbalized that out loud. Ever.
Okay.
See, this is why we do episodes like this, guys. You know, 26 years married and we're still learning new things about each other. And this is all about how the two of you set yourselves up for success. You know, if you are going to be traveling with family, get your family to take your kids for a little bit. so that you can have some alone time. If you're traveling with other families that have kids about the same age, I don't know, go on a rotation schedule where every day one couple gets quiet time at the house or hotel or whatever without their kids. And you just keep, and that way, you know, everybody's going to be having sex and it's going to keep the parents happy and the kids, nobody's distracted, all the kind of things. Be mindful of what you're eating or how late you're eating. Okay. When you travel, you can be eating a lot of different foods that you don't normally eat. Or eating at different times.
Yeah.
Or some combination of both of those so that you can get find yourselves like maybe going to bed at a normal, decent time, but you've eaten so much rich food or you know whatever that you're like, I can't move.
That happened a number of times. That even happened when we were in Cancun for the Six Pillars in Paradise marriage getaway for us. You know, I mean, we were just out late, these sessions, doing sessions, talking to people, you know, having some little munchies. So by the time we got to our room, even though we had all the good intentions of like, oh, today could be fun tonight, you know, we get to the room and we're like, wow, we ate a little bit much, not feeling really into this right now. So that has happened as well for us. Like we have all the best laid out plans as well. Elisa and I can set up the expectations, what we want to do. And even though that may be the case, there are still things that come about that change things up. And so we have to make sure that we are engaging with one another throughout. And again, I get it, man. When you're on vacation, there's a lot of different things happening. And so even for us, it can take us a little bit, like on even a longer trip, a day or two to like, okay, wow, what we were planning this, it didn't work. We got to get the ship back on course here. So let's discuss what happened here and how can we still connect sexually, emotionally, so that we both have the vacation we want.
Well, and ultimately you bring up probably the most important point. And that is that when things go awry, when they don't go according to plan, when you find yourself maybe eating late or, you know, eating super rich foods or the kids are always around or, you know, the schedule has been super busy, what is the conversation that the two of you have to say, hey, I know we talked about this and I know we've had a day or two where that hasn't gone according to plan. And I actually want to come to you now. I don't want to ignore what is, you know, right now a little elephant, but could become a really big elephant, you know, that we can't fit into our suitcases. And so it creates disconnect on the flight home. What does it look like for the two of you to say, hey, and that's part actually of the vacation planner. There's a section in there very specifically around emotional intimacy that talks about, hey, if we've got conflict or we've got things that we need to discuss, what's our plan? Right? Because sometimes it can be like, I don't know how to bring this stuff up because we're on vacation. I don't want to talk about it. The reality is you're either going to talk about it on vacation and come up with a solution to, you know, amend and adjust the trip, or you're going to be talking about it for a lot longer after the vacation, because there are the feelings of bitterness, resentment, anger, frustration, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, after the vacation. So it's being equipped to set yourselves up for success. Because summer, like, let's just face it, vacation sex can be really flipping amazing when the two of you set yourselves up for success.
Yeah. So as you go off this year, next year, hey, whenever you're going off for a vacation, could be an overnighter. We've done this and use our vacation planner even for just an overnight trip. It literally can change the way you see that time and experience that time together. So no matter if it's an overnighter to 2 weeks away or anything in between or longer, go out there and make sure that you're setting yourselves up for success when it comes to your vacation and your sexual intimacy. You guys have yourselves a fun one. Enjoy it. We love to hear your stories about your vacation. So don't forget, you can send those to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. Love you guys.